Well, President Obama will visit Fort Hood again this week for a memorial service Wednesday for the three people killed last weekend by a fellow soldier who then killed himself. The president also attended a memorial service at Fort Hood in 2009 after Major Nidal Hassan killed 13 people at the base. When a shooting happens, an organization called TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, springs into action, and they are always there for the families of troops killed in combat or those who commit suicide. So what is happening now? Sherry Beck is the head of the TAPS Survivor Services. She joins us from Fort Hood. Sherry, what kinds of things are you doing for the Fort Hood families?
One of the main programs that survivors tend to find a lot of hope and healing in is our peer mentor network. So our peer mentor program helps connect newly bereaved survivors with survivors who are a little further along in their grief, and they've gone through a TAPS training to help them be a good listener and be someone to share that journey with a survivor that they're so familiar with. So we help connect similar circumstances to help have that, you know, sense of hope throughout their grief journey. So that's one thing that these families would most certainly benefit from if that's of interest to them.
Well, how amazing that in this case you have survivors from the exact same thing, a shooting in 2009.
Absolutely, and it comes so close to the five-year anniversary of the 2009 shooting. So we will certainly, we have been working closely with those families since it happened, just checking in on them, because of course this can bring up a lot of those very, very difficult memories and emotions. But at the same time, we hope that many of them will choose to reach out to these families and we can hopefully connect them.
Well, the troops killed last week, 39-year-old Sergeant Daniel Ferguson from Florida, 38-year-old Staff Sergeant Carlos Lozani Rodriguez from Puerto Rico, and Sergeant Timothy Owens from Effingham, Illinois. That's where they're from. Their families will be there as well. But did they have family on the base? And how, you know, how does that change things if somebody's right there when it happens?
Yes, there were some families that either lived here on post or, you know, close by. And we're certainly here to provide support. So if they choose to stay in the Fort Hood area, we'll be here to support them. But if they, you know, choose to move back home to wherever they're from, TAPS is a nationwide organization, so we'll still be there for them.
Well, this is, I'm imagining, sort of a new layer of work that you have to do, relatively new. How is it different, you know, when you confront the widow or fiancé of somebody killed by a fellow military person?
It's certainly tragic and not something that any of those soldiers or their families would ever expect. So it certainly can complicate the grief and complicate their sense of security. You know, we treat them just the same, and we certainly make sure we get them connected to everything that they're needing and that we remain available and present for them.
Well, in the case of one of the deaths last week, Danny Ferguson, his fiancée served in the same unit with him. She was on the base. He is the one who held a door closed so that the shooter, while shot him through the door, didn't get in the room and maybe kill more who were behind him that he was protecting. Here she is. She's military as well.
Absolutely, and that can certainly bring with it, you know, a lot of difficulties too, knowing that she's serving with her fellow brothers and sisters, and one of those was the one that killed her fiancé. So I'm sure that that adds another, you know, layer of difficulty.
We're reading, too, that some people, a neighbor of Danny Ferguson's, asking, you know, why the doors weren't bulletproof. But, of course, you know, this is a somewhat new problem. What about the family of the alleged shooter? The father of Ivan Lopez is speaking out from Puerto Rico, saying, you know, that his son had been distressed when he came home in November for his mother's funeral, and, you know, saying that his heart is broken for the other family members. Do you reach out? I mean, this Ivan Lopez was military, too. Do you reach out to his family?
Absolutely. TAPS is very familiar with suicide loss, and we have a very large program based around postvention and prevention as far as working with suicide lost families. And so in this case, you know, a homicide-suicide, unfortunately, is not something new. We've seen this many times before, and their families, you know, they are not the one who committed the crime and had the mental health issues, so they lost their loved one just the same as everyone else. And while it's certainly a very sensitive situation, and we, you know, understand that, but we want to make sure that we're available to those families just the same.
I understand that in 2009, when 13 people were killed at Fort Hood. There were families who were there because of an event organized by TAPS?
Yes, there was an event going on here at our office at the time that that happened. So the TAPS staff that were here at that time were certainly providing additional supports. They already had a support group and an event going on at that time with families and children.
So what happens when you hear that it's happened again?
I don't think any of us could believe. You know, everybody was just like very, very surprised and wishing that it wouldn't happen anywhere, but couldn't believe that it was Fort Hood again.
That's Sherry Beck. She's Director of Survivor Services for TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. They work with the families of military killed in combat, killed by suicide, or more recently, killed by violence on the base. Sherry, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.